Hello, I'm Mariel Gutierrez. Welcome to Faith and Family. We are a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. There's a feeling when you first find out that a child is entering your lives. It's the highest joy. By God's grace, you get through the three trimesters that bring you your bundle of joy. And then you're faced with the reality that danger is out there. Just turn on the TV, scroll through your Facebook, watch the news, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you're like me, once in a while it crosses your mind. It was much safer when they were in the womb. With me today to talk about the news is Jill Buenavista and Emma Carl. Hey, moms.
Hello.
Hi, Mar.
How are you?
Hey.
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. I'm. This is a very interesting topic.
Your kids are younger than mine, right?
Yes.
Mine are 9 and 6. So you have
3, 6, and 8.
And then I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I've got 9, 12, and 15.
Yeah. What's the scariest thing, though, as a mom, that when you hear in the news? Is there a kind of news out there that makes you want to shove your kids back into the womb, as painful as that sounds?
I guess a terrorist. Bombings, yeah. And shootings, those are always very sad to hear about.
Yeah, and it's been one thing after another,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I had a recent experience talking about the news, you know, a lot of active shooting. It actually happened in my own neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I got sent home from work not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago, because there was like a drug bust or something. Mm-hmm. So Harmony was there with me, my husband, and I said, okay, Mommy was sent home early because there was somebody that was shot near Mommy's work, and they're still around, and the police is trying to find them. So they were like, what do you mean? What happened? What happened? You know, so they were just like, what do you mean? What does that mean? You know, so this is their first time hearing something like this. I said, that's the reason why it's important that everybody stays inside the house until they find these people, right?
Right.
And so I said, so what we should do right now is let's pray so that God will protect us. So that's what we did. We prayed. I actually had one of them pray, and say, God, please protect us from these bad people. So we prayed. And so then, yeah. And then we acted, me and Harmony, we acted like everything is back to normal. You know, like we're
doing, right.
Like, okay, let's prepare dinner and all of this. But I did notice that my daughter, she's older, so she could comprehend a little bit more. She was like asking lots of questions. What do you mean, Mommy? How come, why are they shooting people? You know, so she was asking all these questions. And so then yeah. I did explain to her, you know, but at every single explanation, I always ended it with, but you know what? I was like, but girl, you know what? Don't worry. God's going to take care of us. God mm-hmm. is going to make sure those bad people will be caught by the police. You know, so yeah. It was just, and then we went to bed. Then the following day, you know, fortunately they caught all five of them. So the mm-hmm. following day, the first thing that came out of my daughter's mouth was, Mommy, do you think the police caught those people? You know, so it's like,
yeah.
So it made me think about like,
so
wow, she's
on her mind.
She's really thinking yeah. about it, you know?
Yeah.
But again, it's the way me and Harmony, you know, we really try to make it like it's not a big deal. Like, we need to create awareness. Like, they're out there. That's why everybody stay inside. Don't go outside to play. You know, create awareness. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, not to panic and not to be, like, afraid and scared. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a hard balance, you know? Is it? Yeah. It's a hard balance, you know? And I'm like, sweetheart, do you want to pray again? You know? And then when I looked at the news and I saw that they caught out all of them, I said, see, sweetheart, I told you God's going to take care of So we always bring it back to God. I told you these bad people
yeah.
would be caught by God, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So she was happy, and then we're back to normal. But it was yeah. it was just the thought of
a good gift of faith too.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
but it's reality is we're humans. We are going to be afraid, you know. Mm-hmm. But we just have to like, you know, kick it back to like, okay, God's going to protect us, and so we have to remain calm, kind of thing.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like being brave, it essentially, like fear is still an aspect of that, right? You have
yes.
to face a fear.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, like you said.
Because yeah. you're brave doesn't mean you're fearless, you know?
Right, exactly.
See, the challenge is We have to be careful, but at the same time, you don't want them like living at home 24/7.
To be in a bubble, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Obviously scary things out there, right? So then how do we protect them from news? Or do we try to be ahead of media? Or, I mean, obviously we can't keep our kids in a bubble. So how do we control it?
I am a firm believer of being upfront and honest with your kids and preparing them for the life that's to come. When news comes out, we talk about it. You know, yeah. Did you see that on Facebook? Did you hear about what happened? You know, yeah. and we do. We have these discussions about things like that. And we do. We always bring it to God. We talk about how, like, you know, we have to be prayerful and no matter what, you know, trust God because... Right. That's the source of wisdom.
Emmerich, I love how you said, like, you let them know ahead of time what to face in life. Because I'm a believer of, like, set the expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's not a surprise. It's like.
It's not. Right. I let my kids fail. I let my kids experience pain. I let my kids, you know, experience what it's like to have to burn the midnight oil to get a job. Yeah. You know, just all that stuff, because that's life.
Yeah. Because, you know, one of the things that's always in the news now too for children is bullying. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
And so, and I hate. Well, I don't know if that's too much of a strong word, but I dislike very much how we're raising our kids to be such, like, they complain about, like, oh, they're bullying me for... I'm not saying bullying is good, but at the same time, you got to toughen up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are they, like, they're wusses now.
Yeah, it's like, so then, like, when my kids, like, complain about, oh, Ate or Jasmine called me this or Hayden called... I said, so what? Are you ugly?
He's like, no. Why are you offended?
I love it.
And I said, don't let it get up to you. And And then here's Hayden. Ate called me this. And I said, are you that? And then he's like, no. And I'm like, okay, then get over it. Then don't let it bother you. You know what I mean? Because it's our society today, it's so like, let's protect their feelings and all this stuff. And, you know, and
it
so for me.
Society coddles them.
Yes. Yeah. And so for, people must think I'm going back to being a momster, and it's because I really want to raise my kids to be fearless,
be resilient. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because you're the same thing. My kids will tell, Guya said I'm a liar. Are you a liar? And I'll say, are you a liar? And he'll be like, no, I'm all, who cares what he says then? Don't even listen.
You know what? My kids will say things that, like, the other is an inanimate object. Like, and then they get so offended. Like, I remember, like, my daughter, who's almost 10, mind you, okay? She's like, Massimo said that I'm an electric fan. I'm like, and now you are, right? So we're mad.
Okay. So, like, speaking of, like, bullying, right? So then I really believe in
self-defense?
Self-deprecating humor, okay? So then Jasmine has really bad eczema. And then so then Hayden will make fun of her eczema. And then she's like, Mommy, Hayden is calling me, making fun of my eczema. So I'm like, okay, when somebody says, so it's like we make fun of, like, our obvious imperfections, you know. So Jasmine has eczema. Hayden at the time was stuttering. I have really bad bunion feet. Harmony has really lots of freckles.
He's bald.
No, he has lots of freckles. So we're like,
he's bald.
So I go, Jasmine, what do you say when somebody says, ooh, what's wrong with your skin? And then she's like, what? You I got eczema. You got a problem with that? And then we all start laughing. Ha ha ha! Eczema. And then, so then it's like we make what we, because we have to be ahead of people making fun of us. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have self-deprecating humor, because if you let it get to you, it's like,
if you can laugh at yourself first, then no one else can, like,
exactly
laugh at you. They can't affect you. That's pretty cool.
In the whole bullying, I'm not promoting bullying. I'm just saying, at the same time, we cannot raise a society of kids that are super sensitive, yeah. Every yeah. little thing.
Right.
Many times when we do like take a look at what's happening in the world, we relate it to a lot of the prophecies that are in the Bible.
Yes.
You know, these happen because that's how it's supposed to happen. You
that's,
know,
like. Yeah. That means it's the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting close. So, you know, then we remind our, I remind our, my kids, my husband reminds the kids. So you have to be all the more vigilant in protecting your faith. You know, yeah. There are tricks out there. There are evil people out there that, mm-hmm. That don't have love in their hearts. And then there are tricks that the devil puts out there for you, you know, like the whole moral decline of society where it's actually more popular than yes. following God's yes. will, yeah. you know, that's a trick, you know? So, these are tricks that are going to happen as the end gets closer. So don't let yourself be caught off guard, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna tie it up right here. While we live in this world is true. Anything can happen. We're humans just like everyone else living in the human world. But the difference is we have God, and he's promised us his love, protection, and most of all, his salvation. So though yes, anything can still happen, we have the tools to overcome it all, if and when it does. Tired moms, we understand you. The moments when you're human and you worry for your kids and their safety, we're here for you. If you ever need a sounding board, talk to us in the comments section of the INC Media Facebook posts of this podcast. Yes. And remember to celebrate your babies. Woo-hoo. Cherish them. Hold them tight.
Yes.
And then let them go.
Yes.
Let them run, love, laugh, live fearlessly.
Yes.
That's the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Want to thank my fellow tired mamas here. Thank you so much, Jewel Emmerich, for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Aside from finding us on incmedia.org, you can catch these podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. Hang out with us again, Tired Moms, next time here on Faith and Family.